Isaiah 50, verse 4. The Lord God gave me a tongue like the learned, an instructed tongue, so I know how to sustain the weary with a word. He wakes me up morning by morning. He wakes up my ears so that I listen like the learned. The Lord God opened my ear, and I myself was not rebellious. I did not turn back. I submitted my back to those who beat me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out my beard. I did not hide my face from disgrace and from spit. The Lord God will help me, so I will not be disgraced. Therefore I have made my face hard like flint. I know that I will not be put to shame. The one who will acquit me is near. Who can accuse me? Let us take our stand. Who can pass judgment on me? Let him approach me. Look, the Lord God will help me. Who then can declare me guilty? Look, all of them will wear out like a garment. A moth will consume them. Who among you worships the Lord and listens to the voice of his servant? Anyone who walks in darkness and who has no bright light, let him trust in the name of the Lord, and let him lean on his God. Watch out, all of you who are lighting fires to arm yourselves with flaming arrows. Go ahead, walk by the light of your fires and by the flaming arrows you lit. But from my hand you will receive this. You will lie down in a place of torment. Isaiah 51. Listen to me, you people who pursue righteousness, you people who seek the Lord. Look confidently to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the quarry from which you were cut. Look confidently to Abraham your father and to Sarah who gave birth to you. Yes, when I call him, Abraham was only one person, but I blessed him and multiplied him. The Lord is certain to comfort Zion. He will comfort all her ruins. Certainly he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her wasteland like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the sound of music. Pay attention to me, O my people, my nation, listen to me, for the law will go out from me, and I will establish my justice as a light to the peoples. My righteousness is near. My salvation goes forth, and my arms will bring justice to the peoples. The seacoasts will wait for me. They will have confidence in my arm. Lift up your eyes to the heavens. Look closely at the earth beneath, because the heavens will vanish like smoke, and the earth will wear out like a garment, and its inhabitants will die like gnats. But my salvation will remain forever, and my righteousness will never be abolished. Listen to me, you people who know righteousness, you people who have my law in your hearts. Do not fear the insults of men, and do not be discouraged by their abuse, because a moth will consume them like a garment, and its worm will consume them like wool. But my righteousness will remain forever, and my salvation will last for all generations. Wake up! Wake up! Clothe yourselves with strength, you arm of the Lord. Awake as in days of old, as in generations of long ago. Was it not you who cut Rahab to pieces and who pierced the sea monster? Was it not you who dried up the sea, the waters of the great deep, and who made a road through the depths of the sea for the redeemed to cross over? Then those ransomed by the Lord will return. They will enter Zion with a joyful shout, and everlasting joy will crown their heads. Happiness and joy will overtake them. Sorrow and sighing will flee away. Even I am the one who comforts you. Who are you, Zion, that you fear humans who die, or a child of Adam who passes away like grass. You have forgotten the Lord, your Creator, who stretches out the heavens, who makes the earth stand firm. You tremble continually all day because of the rage of the oppressor who is preparing to destroy. But where is the rage of the oppressor now? The prisoner will soon be released. He will not die and go to the pit, and he will not lack bread. I am the Lord your God, who stirs up the sea so that its waves roar. The Lord of armies is his name. I have placed my words in your mouth, and with the shadow of my hand I have covered you. I, who planted the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, I, who say to Zion, you are my people. You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.